Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shoub, Professor Emeritus at Wits University, Professor Emeritus of Virology, and former Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoub, good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am most well, thank you, Prof. And today we're going to chat about COVID and pregnancy, but I must warn you ahead of time, I do have a question for you from Benjamin DeVette when you finish. So, let's talk firstly about COVID and pregnancy.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. You know, this is something which is I get a lot of time, like a lot of queries, and it's awkward one. It's a difficult one because there's not an awful lot of evidence of good, solid, scientific, clinically based evidence, which is surprising. You know, one would think of so many people that have been infected. Obviously, a high proportion would have been pregnant. But unfortunately, in the medical literature, there's not an awful lot of good evidence to kind of do any kind of good counseling. So obviously, the kind of question which most comes are, what are the risks of pregnancy in COVID? And this is not new. This also came up with other epidemics, with H1N1 influenza, for example, and others as well. So maybe we can just go through some of the risks in theory and then what has been found. In theory, how would pregnancy really affect a viral infection like COVID? Well, the pregnancy itself affects a number of systems in the body. First of all, the immune system would be affected in pregnancy. You know, the hormonal changes do cause some perturbation of immune function. Also, the pregnant body would be geared to avoid rejecting the foreign fetus. The fetus, of course, has got foreign protein coming from the father. And the immune system would kind of be geared not to reject the fetus. That's the one thing, the immune system. Obviously, the lungs, the pulmonary system, the lungs. There is a reduction of airflow because of the mass in the abdomen. It pushes up against the diaphragm, and therefore there's a reduction of airflow of breathing. Also, there's fluid retention and a tendency for fluid to lodge itself in the lungs as well. So that may, to some extent, compromise lung function. The vascular system, I think we've spoken about this before, that in pregnancy there's an increased tendency for clotting, and also in COVID there's an increasing tendency to clotting. The heart, of course, is an increased demand on heart function. And then with regard to the growing fetus, often we get questions, does COVID affect the infant? Now, COVID, of course, is quite different to viruses which do affect the infant, like German measles, rubella, and CMV. Those two are essentially bloodborne, and therefore they go to the placenta, to the fetus. COVID, of course, being a respiratory virus, really shouldn't, in theory, affect the fetus, and in practice it doesn't. There hasn't really been any observation of all the studies that have been done on infants born to pregnant mothers that COVID does affect the fetus and cause any abnormalities. So really what has been seen, it's interesting that 79, there's a very big study in the States recently published where they found that 79% of pregnant infected women were asymptomatic, didn't have any symptoms. So that's a very good sign. Nearly 80% of women that do get infected will be asymptomatic. And that probably is a reflection of relative youth, because we know that young people, when they do get infected, usually asymptomatic. However, there has been a somewhat of an increase in preterm deliveries, in other words, premature infants, a somewhat slight increase of hospitalization and ICU, but not an increase in deaths in pregnant women who are infected with COVID. So really, the kind of counting situation is it's a difficult one. You know, we can't really make any direct recommendations. Obviously, the question comes, should we delay pregnancy? Well, the problem with COVID, of course, is that it's not going to go away anytime soon. Sure. It's not like an H1 influenza epidemic. So really, we just need to explain the risks to women. And particularly, there are three main things to really consider. One, of course, is age. Pregnant women who are older age are more likely to get more risks and more severe disease. Obviously, they've got other comorbidities, particularly diabetes. And thirdly, if they are overweight, there's an increase in obesity. The last thing which comes up is breastfeeding. And there's no reason really to stop breastfeeding. Obviously, a woman who's breastfeeding should have a mask on. But you can't really keep a 6-foot distance if you're breastfeeding. So, there's no real, and those infants that have been infected, the newborns, hasn't really seemed to affect them badly. So we don't counsel against breastfeeding. So it's a little bit wishy-washy. Sorry, no kind of very solid direct counseling. I think we explain the risks. And in the majority, the great majority of cases, if it's a healthy woman that's pregnant, there usually should not be a problem with COVID. Obviously, a pregnant woman should take all the precaution to avoid being infected. But if they do get infected, not too serious a problem.
Okay. Thanks for putting a lot of perspective on that, Prof. And we didn't get to ask the question that I wanted to pose to you today. Maybe we can address it tomorrow. I think it is worth talking about, Prof, because Benjamin sure. DeVette is saying he's just hearing lists and lists and lists of numbers of people who are infected with COVID. What he's saying is he'd like to talk about recovery rates, percentages, and the like. I suppose looking for some of the light in all of the dark. So I don't know. Maybe we can chat about that tomorrow, Prof.
Recovery rates of people that are infected, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Okay, great. Excellent.
Thank you, Prof. We'll chat again then.
Yeah, great, Simon. All the best.